Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, world, and welcome to Realty Universal Radio, the fastest hour in radio, no doubt about it. I'm Randy Zachary, and this is a show about real estate, about God, about life, about giving back, about being the change in the world that you'd like to see. I'm privileged to bring to you Natalie Mullinex and Realty Universal, a company dedicated to excellence. Realty Universal is a revolution founded on a very simple principle. We believe sellers and buyers should have choices. We have been a pioneer in the menu program system. More on that, of course, a little later. Natalie Mullinex, president and founder of Realty Universal, averaged over $80 million a year in sales prior to stepping back to focus more on building Realty Universal membership network. She's an accomplished speaker, writer, consultant, trainer, and, oh, by the way, mother. She travels worldwide, literally, spreading the gospel, if you will, of Realty Universal. And now, Natalie Mullinex.
Hey, everybody. I'm so happy to be here another week and spend this time with you. And happy Veterans Day. It's a unique time in history for everyone. I think people that aren't even getting, never have anxiety or having anxiety. And we all have to stick together and just, we will get through this. And definitely life will go on and we'll get a new normal. And hopefully we'll go back to a lot of our old normal. I don't want to dismiss that at all right now. And I know a lot of you listening will be listening to this later at a later date. But today we are going to talk about an issue, and a lot of the agents and brokers are going to, this is going to hit home, being independent contractors, general audience as well. So many people have small businesses, and since COVID started, usually we don't date our shows because people listen to them at all different times, but it's 2020. 2020 has been a very, very unique year. I don't think anybody in the world will ever forget 2020. Typically, we're like, where were you at 9/11 or where were you at this time? But with this, it's going to be the whole year. It's not just one day out of 2020. And then, of course, we all have unique personal situations as well. But since COVID, I heard a statistic the other day that over 30% of small businesses have gone out of business since COVID. And it's so sad. And some of these businesses have been family businesses for years and years. Today couldn't be more fitting to bring on Bill Airy. He's going to join us today. What they're doing is amazing for small businesses that need funding and not so much red tape, especially today. They have a lot of different products depending on where you are. He's going to join us today. He's the franchise owner of the Lendio Denver, Colorado branch, which helps local business owners, and I believe he covers the whole state. We'll get into that in a little bit, which helps local business owners secure the funding they need to buy, start, grow, and support their small business. They have 75 lenders in their portfolio. They can help you all across the country, and they have a ridiculously streamlined process, which is fantastic. So business owners can complete a single loan application online, and then it's shop to multiple lenders. It's not going to hit your credit score, ding, 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 for each one. Bill will explain that to us. It ensures you have the best chance at getting the best loan for you and your business. I'm really excited. We've got limited time today, but he's an avid entrepreneur with years of business experience. It's always so much fun to share in all the different experiences that bring all of us to where we are today. He's got experiences in marketing, advertising, creating, and even inventing. One of his inventions is called the Puke Bucket, which I want to hear a little bit about that. I want to hear the story behind it. Bill's helped companies remain eco-friendly also while still boosting revenue and more. He really looks at the whole picture. And stay tuned to find out how you can ride the web and flow, especially as a small business owner, which hasn't been easy with COVID shutdowns, to say the least. Without further ado, I'd like to welcome Bill Airy. Hey, Bill.
Hey, thanks so much, Natalie. Thank you.
Thank you for coming on. I really appreciate it. I know you are slammed having to help all these people today.
No problem. I'm happy to help.
Thank you. Well, I want to tell us a little bit about how you got started, because you've done quite a lot in your life, and what brought you to getting involved with Lendio. You can tell you care about people with everything you've done. Just tell us a little bit about you, and then we'll get into what Lendio does.
Yeah, sure. I started my career shortly after graduating from college in the corporate world, and was selling advertising services to businesses, local businesses, and began to realize my passion really was in small business, and started my first small business about 13 years ago, and about a year and a half into that one, after seeing the success that I was seeing, I decided to build a second business and ran both businesses for close to 10 years, sold the second business called Poo Free Parks. It was kind of a unique idea of being able to supply municipal and state and governments with dog cleanup dispenser stations and put them in the parks.
Wow.
And maintain them.
Yeah.
So, and one of the biggest parts of that was having advertising that was attached to each dispenser station. So instead of taxpayers having to pay for the bags and the service and the maintenance for cleaner parks, we were able to get local businesses to pay for that in exchange for advertising.
That's brilliant.
Yeah. So that ended up being a very successful company, and we sold that a couple of years ago, and the new owner is doing well. About the same time, I started the other company that I mentioned called the Puke Bucket, which was kind of one of those things
I love that name.
I just always wanted to do. I wanted to invent a product that was easy to make, cheap to make, and cheap to buy, and made people laugh. That was the idea. Well, one of the many ideas I had, but the only one that fit all of those check marks in those boxes. So we launched that about 2 years ago, and it's been selling very well on our website at pukebucket.com and on Amazon and other places. And so
pukebucket.com. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow, I love it. So, do you have a patent on that? Is that how that works? Was it hard to do?
We have a patent pending.
Okay.
It's trademarked and everything, but the patent office likes to take its time. I think we started the process 2 years ago, and we're hoping that by the end of this year, beginning of next year, that the patent will be issued. But until then,
wow,
we're having fun with it. It's a lot of fun. So
it sounds like
so that's an interesting one.
And it's needed. I bet the airlines could use it too. No, just everybody. My goodness.
Yeah.
I love it.
Well, yeah, there's a lot of opportunities when you start thinking about it. It's kind of funny. But so those are those businesses. And then my wife and I bought the franchise in Lendio that covers the Denver metro area primarily. As you mentioned earlier, we are allowed to service and provide loans for clients all around the United States. But we are primarily focused in Denver, and we provide loans to small businesses, particularly when they're having difficulty getting them approved through their local bank.
That's fantastic. So let me ask you, on the loans, though, are they typically the interest rate's going to vary, I'm assuming, based on credit history, on what the product they're looking for, et cetera. But is Lendio very competitive? For example, a lot of the, say, Bank of America's, larger banks that are when people need credit lines, sometimes they're not always that competitive. It seems sometimes it's easier for a small business owner just to get an equity line on their home rather than try to do a small business loan. I don't want to be speaking out of turn. I'm just kind of saying, how do you streamline that and help them to so they don't have to kind of hit a wall or go through a lot of red tape?
My goal is to help a business owner find the best financing for them. And the best financing has several different variables, to include the rate that you were talking about, but also the vehicle, repayment terms, and length of time that they need the money versus the cost of the money, and also other factors like, well, like you brought up with the home equity line of credit. Usually a HELOC is going to be very inexpensive access to cash for most business owners. The drawback on a HELOC is, of course, the tax implications. It's, you know, I'm not a CPA, but as I understand it, the home equity line of credit, the interest you pay on that is probably not going to be a tax deductible expense against the business. So, you know, you have to factor that into your consideration. And then you look at the legal liability aspect of personal money and mixing in with business money and piercing that corporate veil. So all things need to be considered before borrowing money, whether it's against your home or against your business assets or whatever it might be. So, you know, there are a lot of variables involved, and what I specialize in doing is walking through each and every one of those options for every business owner that we speak with.
Great. That's fantastic. And you mentioned you can do one application and that's all they have to do, and then kind of place them everywhere, and then do they have to bring in everything else depending on the product after that?
Sure, yeah.
Because there are 75 lenders, yeah.
So Lendio was built, was created 8 years ago, and it was following a big open gap in the business lending world. Back in 2008, 2009, the recession hit, and one of the places, well, two of the places that in the lending world that were contracted substantially were mortgages, and the other one was business lending. Obviously, we know mortgages got back online and today are you know, growing rapidly. The HELOCs,
right.
Recently, we've been seeing a lot of contrition in HELOC activity, but mortgages are still very, very much part of the fabric of our society. Unfortunately, lending to small businesses never did rebound. And so there were several lenders who popped up on basically on the internet as non-bank lenders that were willing to loan money to businesses when they couldn't get it through their local bank, whether that was a line of credit or an unsecured term loan or purchase order financing or factoring. They were all offering a bunch of different products, and they were confusing products, and the application process was wildly different from lender to lender. And so Lendio said, you know what, business owners don't understand the differences between all of these products and all of these lenders. They don't know that by going to one lender, if they fill out an application there, that maybe that lender no longer or does not support businesses in that industry, in their industry. So they're going to be automatically declined, even if they have a superior credit score or all of the other variables, they're in the wrong industry for that particular lender. So Lendio, the founder of Lendio, said, hey, let's put all these lenders into a marketplace and we will figure out what the underwriting criteria is for each lender. And we'll, you know, take in a single application from a business owner. It takes them 15 minutes with a single soft credit pull that has no effect on their credit score, and then we'll shop it out to the marketplace. We'll
so
match
single,
them
you
up
don't, no,
with the
no effect on your score. I love it.
Right,
I love
yeah.
it. No score. Yeah. So let's give your contact information also, and then people know they can contact us for it as well, since this is so they can contact you, Bill, directly, even, no matter what state it's in, right? And then you would actually – can they fill out the form, or you would refer them to the proper person in which area? We're all into networking, so we really would like to make sure that it would go through you if it's possible to go through you.
Yeah, sure. So as I mentioned, Lendio is a major corporation based in Lehi, Utah, just outside of Salt Lake City. And you can learn more about them at Lendio.com. I own the franchise with my wife at LendioDenver.com. So if you're interested in learning more about your options for small business loans, go to LendioDenver.com and you'll get all the information there.
That's perfect, because you know what you just mentioned, though, that one lend they may not have the ability to do the loan, they deny somebody. And small business owners are busy. I mean, everybody's busy, right? That's just like, I'm not saying in this market people are busy, but in general, small business owners typically are juggling more than, you know, you would find in a huge corporation, right, because of all the different departments, et cetera. And so if they get denied, they may just shut it down and say, oh, forget it, I'm not shut the business down, but I'm not going to look any further, right? So this actually, you're the person that's very good consulting on the consulting side to be able to look at it and being able to put it out to 75 different lenders without affecting the credit score, to me, is just fantastic. I mean, it's just really a smart, streamlined process that you all have put together. It really seems really. But just, we are going. I know we only have about 15 minutes, which I hate to cut us short like that, but I'm sorry. I'm going to dig into a couple quick things on the interest rates. So, it really depends on the product whether. Just say you have a business owner been hit hard right now with COVID, so funds aren't going to be as plentiful as a year ago. Say the business owner took out one of the EDI loans through the small business SBA, right? Is that going to go against them? Is that amount going to it'd be like, you know, when you do credit ratios, your credit and your expenses, is that going to go against them, these small business loans, because they're around, 2-3%? I think the PPA loans are interest-free, if I'm not mistaken. Just a quick scenario with somebody that's did really well the last 10 years, 20 years, whatever, and now all of a sudden because of the markets and because of COVID, you know, it's not, but they have the expertise to turn it around. I don't know if these – I'm asking a few questions in one, but I know you know in the business where I'm getting. Are they going to be able to still probably get them into some type of product, or is it going to be like, hey, guys, you know, I'm sorry, we can't help you. You have to wait until the money's back the way it used to be?
Well, good question. So, first of all, a couple of points of clarity on the PPP loan, which stands for Paycheck Protection Program, was part of the CARES Act passed by Congress earlier this year to help businesses that are being injured by the coronavirus pandemic. So the PPP loan was designed to help business owners cover paychecks for their employees over a 2.5 month period, actually a 2 month period. And then as well as some other additional ancillary expenses like rent or mortgage payments or utility payments for the business. So that's what the PPP was. It is a loan at a 1% interest and a 5-year term. However, the loan is forgivable if the business applies for forgiveness within a specific time period and provides specific documentation proving that they used that money for the intended purposes. So they can either choose to have it forgiven or choose to let it go as a loan where they would make monthly payments until the loan balance was paid in full. The second
in
loan
5 years.
In the CARES Act, over a 5-year period, correct. And then the second loan that was part of the CARES Act was what you referred to as the EIDL, stands for Economic Injury Disaster Loan. There were two parts to that. The first part was you filled out the application on the SBA's website, and they would give you a $1,000 grant per employee that you had on your staff. The second part of that was an actual loan, and that loan was based on last year's revenues and profit that you reported on your tax returns. And that loan was 3.75% interest with a 30-year term. So again, both loans extremely advantageous when it comes to the cost of capital and repayment terms, and we helped process over 1,500 PPP applications in 3.5 months. So I'd never worked so hard in all my life, including the times when I was running three businesses simultaneously. So it was certainly. It was a crazy period of time, but we were able to usher in millions of dollars back into the pockets of business owners that desperately needed them, and so that was fantastic. And we're hopeful that another round comes out in the next month or two, hopefully Congress is able to pass an extension of the CARES Act in some form so that we can get more money into the hands of the business owners that are really being hurt at no fault of their own through this pandemic. So if that happens, definitely you're going to want to go to lendiodenver.com and apply for the PPP loan on our website. Now back
or
to
the EIDL.
Well, the EIDL is one that is done directly through the SBA. They do not go through a lender, or in my case,
okay,
I'm an agent of the SBA loan for the PPP. So the EIDL is done directly through the SBA website on SBA.gov. It's actually a very easy application to complete. That program is still open, and if you have not got one or applied for one, then I strongly suggest that you go to SBA.gov and apply for the EIDL loan.
Now, if somebody has gotten one with the SBA, is it just one, or can they apply again?
No, right now you can only be eligible. Each business is only eligible for one PPP loan and one EIDL loan. If a business owner has multiple businesses, they can apply for both for all of their businesses. But there's only one per business. And when I say we're hoping an extension comes out in the next month or two, we're hoping that extension will include the ability for a lot of those businesses who already received those loans earlier in the year to get a second one.
That extension hasn't been granted yet, but you're hoping it does in the next month, right? That's good.
Yeah, correct. There's no promises. Nothing's written down, but there is certainly a heavy push.
It's a really good to look out for. Wow, this has been great. This has been great. So we've got that's going to work out. So to get in touch with you again, it's going to be lendiodenver.com. Everybody knows you can always go to realityuniversal.com or let us know, and we'll also put you in touch as well. But my question I do want to get to, though, is the interest rates and the terms. I know vary. They definitely have to vary based on everything. But are you able to see pretty much not – because with banks, if somebody does use a credit card or some credit lines, it could be 18%, 20%, which is kind of ridiculous, right? So are most of the loans that you all are doing on more, 2%, 3%, 5%, 6%, 7%, and with good terms or over the overall? And I know that's not individually. It depends on the person's situation, but –
Sure. So the SBA loans that we talked about are definitely the cheapest money that I've ever seen. That for businesses. And then the second, the second level would be other types of government loans like the SBA 7A loan or a 504 loan, which is used for purchasing commercial real estate. Those are very inexpensive in comparison to many other products. They're coming in at anywhere from 5 to 6%. And then next to that would be your traditional bank loans, like a line of credit at your bank or a loan from your bank. Those tend to be less expensive than most other products out there in the marketplace, but that's because a bank is loaning their own money. And they have very specific parameters around that. The problem is becoming that a lot of banks are tightening up their underwriting criteria. And either they're tightening it up or they're cutting it off completely for businesses. We heard a couple of weeks ago that a large regional bank, cut off all new business lending to its business owner clients, And so those women
Crazy.
And men are now getting
Crazy.
Left out in the cold and having to fend for themselves. So again, that's where our marketplace kicks in. 75 lenders in the marketplace. It's called the alternative lending space. It's a lot of lenders with a lot of underwriting.
Do you see typically 10, 15, 20 years out, or are they usually 2-year, 5-year loans? I'm just saying the majority.
Sure. So out of 75 lenders, we're offering 17 different loan product types. Most banks, you go into a bank, mm-hmm. and they'll have a credit card, a line of credit, and a mortgage.
Exactly.
You know, you got three
right.
different products you can choose from.
Right. Right.
We've got
so
17.
This is much
so, it, well,
okay.
it's better in only that you're able to get more options, and so
right.
You don't have to force, for example, a credit card to cover payroll by taking a cash withdrawal on the credit card or something crazy
so
like that. You don't have to
so
you don't
expensive.
Have to pay that manufacturer in China using using a credit facility that is going to cost you too much money. There are lenders
right.
who are specifically have products that are specifically tailored around that kind of activity, and it's far more advantageous for the business owner to match their needs with the right credit product. So rates can
exactly.
be wildly, wildly different between each of the product types.
Okay.
And even in our marketplace, I mean, like I said, SBA loans, commercial real estate loans, as low as 4.5% blended rates, all the way up to cash advance loans. We even have some lenders in our marketplace that offer a cash advance loan, purchase of future receivables, and they don't charge interest rates.
Oh, that's fantastic.
They charge a
flat
fee.
They don't charge what?
They don't
oh,
charge interest
fantastic.
Rates. They charge flat fees for their money. So it's not a compound interest rate like you would see on a credit card or a line of credit. So there's just so many options.
That sounds fantastic.
And so what it boils down to is, if I could convey one thing to the business owners out there, we're so conditioned to looking at like an interest rate. What is the interest rate?
Right,
when at the
right.
end of the day, who cares what the interest rate is? What you care about is the cost of capital. If you're looking
right.
at borrowing money to grow your business or expand your business, what's the cost of that money? For every dollar that you borrow, how much money do you have to pay to borrow
that
make. Dollar?
Right.
And can
right.
you
right.
offset that cost with profit from the business through normal course of operation?
Makes total sense. Makes total sense. Wow. This has been great, Bill. I know you have somewhere to be, so I know we're cutting it down because I want to respect your time. I want to say one thing with what you're. Bank of America. I know a lot of the big. I shouldn't use just Bank of America, but the Wells Fargo, all the larger banks. I heard $2 to $3 trillion was put into from consumers into I don't know how many of them. Since May, and many of them are tightening up and not lending, as like with what you just said. I'm surprised, like, because they're having the cash, but they're still tightening up, which that's scary. You know,
well,
like, okay, what's happening next year? You know, but yeah,
it is. And like any business, even your business or my business, we have to make sure that our businesses are safe and are financially sound. Because as soon as we start doing things that are risky, then we risk losing our business and our employees risk losing their paycheck and their job. So Bank of America is no different. They're a huge multi-billion-dollar international corporation, but they're no different. If they start loaning money at a risky time and they start risking, you know, going into that risky water, they risk their business, and many, many other ripple effects come from that. So, you're right. A lot of banks are flush with cash, and then as a result, largely of the CARES Act. But at the same time,
right.
they're looking at their risk portfolio and saying, we got to make sure we're loaning money to the right places. And so I would say, yeah, they do have a responsibility to the American public to loan that money, but for them, I get it. They have a bigger responsibility to their organization.
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes complete sense. Well, we have to get you back on, and I'll be in touch with you, and we'll put you out there to our network as well, because what you're doing is fantastic. And
thank you.
Really, really appreciate you coming on today.
And I appreciate it. I appreciate being invited, and I'm happy to join the show anytime you like.
Sounds great. So have a wonderful time. We'll all make it through this. And to everybody out there, I wish you peace.